Hey everyone, it's Julie here from Life with the Girlfriends. Here's our precap, giving you a little hint of what's going to happen on the show today. What we're going to talk about is a little bit, we do a little bit too much sharing in some sense. We do a little bit of sharing some fun jokes, a little bit of sharing of some indiscretions from Christine, Marie, and Norman, and how they kept writing checks that I had to cash and help them out of some sticky situations. Literally sticky situations, and just, you know, the how funny it is to just choose humor instead of embarrassment. We don't have to pick embarrassment. Hey, enjoy the show. All right.
Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
And I'm Julie. Are you Christine, Marie?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am. And it's, As you now know, it's welcome to the LWTG community.
That's right. With the Girlfriends community.
That's right. So we're part of the LWTG movement. Get on board, people. You know, last week I started off with a Joel Osteen joke.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue in my Joel. Well, this wasn't a Joel Osteen joke, but it could be.
Okay.
So I'm just saying it's not a Joel Osteen joke, but it could be a Joel Osteen joke.
So you're saying it's clean for anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say it's PG.
Okay.
Or maybe just a G. I don't know.
All right.
I don't really know.
Good. Yeah. It's just good.
So here's the joke.
Good. It's good.
Here's the joke. Why did the pastor, why did the preacher wish he hadn't had 2 chili dogs with extra onions for lunch?
Why?
Because he had found himself having to sit in his own pew.
Ba-dum-bum.
And how about this one? This is not a Christian one.
By the way, I like that.
Say it again.
I love toilet humor mixed with Christian humor.
Oh.
I think that's a brilliant mix.
Yeah. So you think pew is a toilet word?
No, I think farting is a toilet word.
Did say farting?
No,
though.
But it's implied, right?
I think so.
It's not implied. I mean, bad breath. Well, then that's not toilet
humor.
No,
just I just thought that was interesting that you categorized it as toilet humor.
Okay.
So the next one is, what did the Buddhist say to the hot dog vendor?
What?
He said, "Make me one with everything."
Another mixed religious joke. Yes. I love it.
And that's it for me. Do you have any other ones?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have.
I think my Zen Buddhist joke, yeah, was considered the best joke of 2017.
Oh, the best joke of 2017.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know by what company or what, you know, what website said that was the best joke of.
I got a joke from the past.
Okay.
But I think it can go well today.
Yes.
Especially being a woman, I could easily say this.
Okay.
And that is, you know, take my wife. Please take my wife.
My God.
Because it's a play on words. All week long, I have been hearing things not totally right and has gotten me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, I was working out, or on Friday I was working out, or was it Thursday? But anyway, the TV was on in the background and I was it was on closed caption. So I wasn't hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had more than one experience like this where I've read something while working out and have had just an, oh my gosh, this is a ridiculous thing, mm-hmm, and have lost my water. You know, I've been drinking at the same time, mm-hmm, and spewed water everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was watching, I think
that happened to me this week. I can't remember what, but I was drinking something.
Oh, yes, you were.
What was it?
Oh, no.
Was it Dave Chappelle?
Yes, it was Dave Chappelle.
I don't know what he said,
though. I know exactly what he said.
Okay.
We'll go back to that.
Yeah, okay.
Just remember Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I remember drinking water.
Yes.
And hearing that, and I almost choked to death.
Yes. You almost did. So this segment, we'll call it nearly choking to death. Not peeing in your pants, because that's a good thing, too.
Yes.
This is choking to death.
Right.
But I was, and it was Bold and Beautiful or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And this one.
So soap opera.
A soap opera.
Uh-huh.
And at the gym, working out, and all of a sudden, I'm looking, I'm going, okay.
And I'm reading, and he goes, "Yes, my wife's pregnant, Dad, and the baby's not yours." And I just went, "Thank you, Lord Jesus." I don't think I.
Is that how you really? Was that true, Doug?
Then I go, "Did I read it wrong?
Yeah,
did I read it wrong?"
Right.
And then I go, "Okay." And then there was a big scuffle. They're fighting on the ground, and I thought this was even more hilarious.
Yeah.
That. Okay, the dad is obviously in his late 40s.
Oh, wow.
Supposedly, mm-hmm. you know, because the son's obviously in his mid-20s to late 20s.
Right.
The kid was born, you know, dad's 16 or whatever. But the dad kicked his butt. I'm like, really?
Yeah, so great.
Really? I love it.
Oh, that's so great.
I'll still kick your butt. I don't care. He's like, "I'm in a big
and
hole.
I'll impregnate your wife."
Yeah, exactly. He goes, "The I'm bold sorry, and can't the beautiful." Blame your wife. You gotta forgive me fast because there's too much on the line now. There's a baby coming.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, really?
Oh, geez.
Because I know a lot of people out there that a baby coming doesn't mean jack crap. I mean, really. It's just like, okay.
Just means more food stamps.
Yeah, or whatever, you know.
Hey, I just remembered another joke.
Okay.
Sorry about this, but okay. What did the vegetarian zombie eat?
Okay. What?
Ready?
Yeah.
Grains.
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 What I thought was funny was this. You know, I think it's an old joke.
Okay.
But because of The Walking Dead,
yeah.
I think it's had a resurgence.
Yes.
I think what's old is new again. In a different
Everything
context.
Old is new again.
So I'm going to share the other joke that I experienced when I literally started choking.
Hope that was me that choked.
Yes. Okay. Should I tell? I'll tell your joke.
Yes.
First.
Okay.
So you know where it's coming from.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you're in bed. We're watching Dave Chappelle.
Right.
He's talking about President Trump. And he's talking about how everybody just, like the president of Taiwan just calls him at his hotel and gets to talk to President Trump.
Right.
And he said that we don't recognize Taiwan's president because we recognize one whole China. And Dave's like, "I didn't know this." He goes, "How dare he not know this?" Like, "I didn't know this." I'm like, "I agree." But it's surprising that President Trump didn't have someone in office saying, like, "Hey, we should have someone who knows all these rules. I can't be worried about these rules and running the country. I don't want like a total." And so anyway, and Dave Chappelle starts naming off, like, you know, what if Pete from, you know, or Jimmy John's from Jimmy John's calls. "Hey, it's Jimmy John's.
Can I talk to President Trump?
Can I talk to President Trump? I got to talk to him." He goes, "Sure." He goes, "I voted for you, President Trump." He goes, "Oh, thank you, Jimmy John's." He goes, "We like what you're doing with your sandwiches. You know, we're here to help you." He goes, "Great." He goes, and he'll tell him what he needs or whatever. And then he goes, "You know, what if it was like Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?"
Yeah, that's what it was.
Goes, "His name is my name too."
Oh my God.
So
he goes, "This is John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith here."
"Hey, John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
That's my name too.
That's my name too."
And then I was drinking water when I heard that, and I literally choked.
Yes.
I couldn't remember that. Oh my God. And then he did another one too. It was another name, but
I don't remember, but no, I remember that
John
was
Jacob Jingle. Yeah.
That was the funniest
one.
Oh
my God. Well, I have a Trump joke real quick.
Uh-huh.
So what's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass.
Uh-huh.
He lied about the wheels.
Oh, that's so funny. I said that cuts both ways right now because Sessions trying to get rid of the grass.
Oh, yeah. Damn that Sessions.
Yeah. Take away our
Took
grass.
Take away our grass.
I don't know what the millennials call it, grass.
What do they call it?
I don't know. But we must talk about the lies that go on in the press right now with the New Year's Eve coverage and how.
Oh, right.
So I was going.
I want to tell you, you and I. No, you weren't with me, but we both watched it.
Yes.
That's a big lie.
Okay, wait,
tell him, Julie.
Okay, should I tell him?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
It's craziness.
Well, I was watching CNN's coverage of New Year's Eve.
And so was I.
I was at some friend's house, and they were playing it with other things. We were going back and forth, and commentary was ensuing by all of us, like, "What's going on here? Like, these guys have way too much Botox, and then we'll train to something else." And like, why is Maria Menounos getting married today. And if I have to hear one more time how her husband's career was at its peak before they got together and then took a nosedive afterwards.
Oh, that's sexy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just like blow spew.
From the pew.
From the pew. But anyway, so on CNN, they would go to different places. They went to New Orleans. Your guy that you love was in Key West.
Bill Weir. He was in
you
Key
love
West.
Him.
Yes, I love him.
And then there was a woman.
And
who
so do all the boys.
Yes. And then you were, there was a woman who was in
Denver.
Denver.
Yeah.
And then I think there's also probably somebody in L.A. as well. I'm not 100% sure.
No,
though.
Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah. That's right, Vegas. Yeah. And so they bounced back and forth.
Right.
And what was weird is that when they went to Colorado, the reporter, who was not partaking of this marijuana, but everybody around them was vividly taking. I'm
yes.
like, oh, my gosh, they're in Denver and everybody's getting high.
Yes.
And it's weird to
a
see.
A Rocky Mountain High. In the Mile High City.
And so, and I comment, I'm going, but why are they painting? I go, oh, these guys are so high right now. This is so hysterical. Because when you see drunks,
yeah.
they're not typically painting, they're not typically pulling out their watercolors and, you know, drawing landscapes.
They're not being creative.
Or, no, but when a lot of other people get high, they're like, I must paint. Luckily, I carry with me in my little man purse, you know.
My 8x10
my
canvas.
My oils and my canvases, you know. So that when the creative spark comes over me,
yeah, you got it.
I gotta do it.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, well, this is so effing wild. I liked it. I liked seeing it.
It was fun.
It was fun. It was funny.
However,
yes.
2 days later,
yes,
we're watching our favorite comedy channel, Fox News.
Yes,
and Hannity is on going, do you believe what your liberals are doing on New Year's Eve? This is CNN.
Yes.
This is not just, this is a major news network.
Yes.
And do you believe what they did? They lit up on the air.
They all got high.
They all got high. This people's what your tax dollars are going for. Oh, I don't know, something. And I'm just like, my jaw dropped because I was witness to this.
Yeah.
And you, Sean Hannity, you lied. You lied, fake news man.
Fake
you
news.
You lied.
Yes. But he doesn't call himself a newsman anymore.
No, he's just an opinionated asshole.
Yes, exactly. That's his tagline. Sean Hannity.
Hashtag opinionated asshole.
Goes, and come on, don't you love my opinions? I'm like, you know what, Hannity?
Opinions.
I love your opinions. Talking about opinions. Thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo.
Everybody's got them.
Not me about you. I do about Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to say, you know, if you listen to him, because in the past there have been times where I've been in the car and listening to only AM stations and driving for hours.
Right.
I've listened to Rush, you know, I've listened to Hannity.
Right.
And if you listen to it enough, there's enough going, oh,
There's a thread there. And the thread sort of makes sense if you just keep it.
And that's why you
got to
watch
level.
A variety.
Right.
Otherwise, you get so confused.
But you can't watch anything else because then you get confused. And so they urge you just to stay on the same station.
Stay on Fox.
Just watch us.
Do not go and confuse
yourself. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't pull the curtain away. Do not confuse yourself.
That would be horrible, people. Horrible. Don't do it.
You know, speaking of like the New Year's Eve and stuff, so Dad and I were taking a ride the other day, and we had this place that we'd like to ride to. We get to see the Rock River and stuff. But on the way there, there's this little area. It's kind of in a Mexican area.
Yeah.
And it has like, you know, just different kind of stores, like a Mexican bakery and a Mexican, I don't know, currency exchange, things like that. But they've had in their parking lot for many, many months now this van that's been for sale called the La Tacoteria.
Right.
And it's like a bright blue you know, and it has like the tacos on it, and they got it for sale. Mm-hmm. And Dad and I have always thought, you know, hey, like when he finally retires, mm-hmm. that we'll get that little van and yeah. we'll go to the parks, and when people have like reunions and things like that, we'll sell the tacos.
Yeah, because that's what people usually do when they have a reunion. They don't say, bring a dish. Fish they go, bring a dollar to buy a taco.
Yeah. And so we've been wanting to, you know, we've been putting that on our vision board, the La Tacoteria.
Not
van.
Mine, yes, go for it.
And then about, oh, like 2 or 3 months later than that, there was another van there. Mm-hmm. And this one is called the Loose Meats Van.
Oh.
So it's another, you know, and so yeah. basically you, if you bought the Loose Meat Van and the La Tacoteria Van, I mean, you got a thriving business.
I think you have a business. Thriving. I don't know.
Too big of a word.
Well, cause
how about surviving?
I don't know about that either because they're both being sold.
That's true.
Now, I don't
know. Well, maybe they retired. And are now in Florida.
So, but our retiring job is going to be the one they're retiring from. You're like,
well,
okay.
You know, not all of us can go to Florida, Julie.
No, but why can't we take the, we could take that and move to Florida.
Yeah, we could take, oh, we could use it as a moving van.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And we have our food with us the entire time.
Oh, yeah, we could have loose meat sandwiches. And I really didn't know what loose meat sandwiches were.
I don't either, really.
Until I moved up here.
Right.
And then, in fact, I think it was like in the 80s or something, Roseanne Barr and her husband, then husband, Tom Armel, who is from Iowa, they bought a little restaurant in, is it Ames, Iowa?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Someplace. And it was a loose meat restaurant.
Right.
And so that's when I started, so we visited it. And it was in the same town as the Pitchfork people.
Yeah.
You know, where the husband and wife or the brother and
American
sister.
American Gothic, yeah.
Yeah, the whole the Pitchfork.
Yeah.
And that house is there. And you could run and you take a picture of yourself in front of the house holding a pitchfork.
Right. Yeah.
So then that's when I understood about loose meats, you know. Anyway, that's beside the point. But about 3 or 4 days ago, Dad and I are making that same route, you know, on the, and there's another vehicle there now, and it's one of the small school buses, not the large school buses. It's small and it's yellow, but it has like a purple and a green kind of like rainbow in it, you know. Uh-huh. And so we kind of looked inside, and it looks like a party bus, like it might have been like, hey, you know, if you're, you know, graduating or you're having a bridal party, yeah. you can hop on this party bus,
right.
And the driver will drive you around, and you can, you know, they got a pole in there and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh my God, with all these three vehicles, you got yourself a dang business, lady.
How much do the three vehicles cost?
I think probably together, maybe $6,000 or $7,000. I don't really know, but. But Jules, I had an idea too.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, obviously you can't be busy all the time with the party bus.
No.
Right. So, I mean, it's already painted yellow, purple and green.
Right.
So, you know, several weeks ago we were talking about a new business for me and Daddy.
Yeah.
Like driving people to Colorado.
Right.
To get there.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna call it the cannabis. No? What?
I think that's the most perfect thing I've ever heard in my entire
Thank
life.
You. So now I got me 4 jobs that probably
together. Where Norman could just go and work a semi.
But can you imagine, what if me and you just did the cannabis tours?
I like that a lot.
We hop on the party bus, and not only that, but while we're in Colorado, they can smoke.
Right.
You know, the weed that they buy.
Right.
And if we're quick enough, we can close all the windows.
Right.
And not smoke, but have a contact high.
Right.
From Colorado, going through Nebraska, going through.
See, here's the whole problem with
There's
that.
There's a problem?
There's a little slight problem.
All right.
You're not legally allowed to transport that back over the border. So here's the only problem I see with that.
Okay.
I love cannabis.
Thank you.
It's like a great, I don't even know what to say about that.
Cannabis party bus.
Just cannabis.
Just the cannabis.
Yeah.
The purple, yellow, and green Cannabis.
Christine's Cannabis.
Yes. You know. Oh, Christine's Can- love it.
.com.
Christ- oh, look it up right now.
Okay.
Look it up right now.
Well, look up it right now, and then they'll go, oh, that's a winner. I better save that and charge you more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll raise the price on it.
We can do a couple versions of your name if we need to.
Yeah. Do you think the cannabis is taken? The well, cannabis?
Yeah, somewhere, because, I mean, is it spelled the same?
I have no idea.
I don't either. But no, I look.
There's no, it's B-I-S. I think it's
cannabis.
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 The cannabis.
Cannabis. I love cannabis. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I, you know what,
but
though?
There's a problem.
No, there's a side problem. However,
yeah.
I mean, we would totally be like, it's illegal to carry across state lines.
Uh-huh.
And it would be like, we were like saying, hey, everybody, we got pot on board. You're in the cannabis.
But, Julie, it would only be old people.
Yeah, senior cannabis.
Just the oldest. The senior cannabis.
Like senior sneakers.
Yeah.
The other people who work out. It'd be the senior cannabis. That would be so effing funny.
And you know what? Wouldn't it be cool? Like, we could make it like a singles. Like swinging singles,
yes.
Too. We could add that to it. Oh, I got a real business here, people.
You do have a real business.
The elite singles meet. Or no, I guess it wouldn't call them elite.
No.
Maybe the older druggies.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, but if Session has his way with it.
Yeah.
You know.
I bet Jeff Sessions has some kinks, though. Come on.
I don't know. Not this stage. I bet his testosterone's really quite low.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I think everybody's got some kinks.
But
see, here we're wearing our kinks on our sleeves.
Yeah.
Here comes the purple, yellow, and green, but we could call the purple haze cannabis.
Right.
Whoa.
Well, speaking
now
of
that is
the purple haze cannabis.
You couldn't even.
No, couldn't.
How direct is that?
But is purple haze, do you think it's copyrighted?
But with the word cannabis?
I don't know.
And then the .com.
But I would like just to use your name, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I love the cannabis. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think this is like something we got to really plan for and start saving for. Because once it becomes legal everywhere.
Yeah.
But if it becomes legal everywhere, why do we have to go to Colorado to buy it?
Right.
It's tricky.
We just stay in the cannabis. You just have a party in the cannabis.
And then you go, okay, everybody, wink, wink. No one no longer has
anything on them. Yeah.
I mean, and would you be embarrassed to take off in the cannabis?
No.
No.
Hell no.
Okay.
I would be serving loose meats and taco at the taco buffet.
I think you have some slight flaws.
There's some flaws in the system?
I think possibly. I'm not 100% sure.
I got to find me a job soon, Julie, before we're ready to formally retire.
Okay. I thought retiring meant you didn't have to have a job.
What? Wait, what?
All retiring means that you're not doing what you used to do that made money. Now you have to do something else that potentially will not make money and take everything away from you. That's retirement. Hello. Welcome to the new world.
It's a brave new world out there, Julie.
It's a brave new world out there. Can I... I don't think I shared this kink with anybody last week.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. Your kink. So I'm out.
You're sharing my kink. You can.
Can I do this?
Yeah, you can.
Cause it's hysterical. So I'm with Doug and I'm going to the bathroom. Luckily every place I went to on this one on New Year's Day was local too. So I go, I gotta go to the bathroom. Goes, let's go
this
back
is
to
New
our
Year's
house.
Eve, yeah. Late.
Mm-hmm. And so I get a call from you late New Year's Eve, and
I'm scared.
You're scared, and I'm in the bathroom. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? He goes, well, Normando doesn't want me to call you. I'm like, okay, well, you're calling me, so there must be a problem that you guys can't solve, because that's exactly right. So, and then it starts off like this. You know how your brother told us about YouPorn, right? I go, yes. Well, we went on YouPorn.com and now we can't get off of it because it's just, we're like,
our computer took control of the computer.
I can't get on Pogo because I go on Pogo. All I hear is nasty stuff from YouPorn.
I know that. Like, it took control of my computer. They, even though I tried to get off of it, even the volume was still.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It was scary.
It was very scary.
It was scary, Julie. Yeah.
And so I'm like,
and then we realized something bad happened.
I realized something bad happened, but more than anything else, I realized that I will once again have to be taking, I will be cashing this check that you guys wrote. So you partaked of it all. And then, oops, something happened. And like, well, we can't solve this problem. Hey, Julie, you're going to have to solve this problem for us.
We tried to solve the problem, but it got worse.
Oh,
great. It got deeper and deeper. Yes. And we got deeper into the porn industry, so deep that we went dark.
Right.
We went into deep state dark.
And I
zero dark 30.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me. Zero dark 30.
Exactly. And so I was curious because I was like, I was with some people and they were like, and I didn't want to drink. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not a drinker.
Right.
And I do have a problem with the medical. This is a totally different problem right now, but I'm going.
You go, girl.
I have a problem with the medical industry. Mm-hmm. When they ask you if you drink, and I said, no, I'm not a drinker. I said, I may have like literally one drink a year. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're a social drinker. I go, I would not consider myself a social drinker.
Yeah, and I doubt that you would finish that drink if you even had
it. No, I'm just... I just don't need it.
And you just don't prefer it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't prefer it. I'm not against it.
No.
I'm just not there.
Yeah.
And so now that they say that, well, you're a social drinker then. I'm like, I would not consider myself a social drinker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now more conscious, like if I'm at a place and they offer me something, I'm like, no, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. Because I really want to be truthful with my doctor and say, I don't drink. So don't put me on some checklist of yours that says, oh, she's a social drinker.
Yeah,
social
drinker.
When I literally only, if given the opportunity, will drink a slug of beer.
I would say that you're more a pot user than a drinker. Because you...
Because I took one hit off of a marijuana cigarette.
Well, that's more than a drink than you've had.
That's true. Yeah. And I would consider socially
a social
pot smoker.
Social pot smoker.
And I'm not.
Which means you're not. You don't do it alone.
Well, it was funny because they asked me, well, have you ever gotten high? And I go, no, I've never gotten high. And Doug goes, that's not true. I go, that's not true what you're saying. I go, it is so true what I'm saying. I have never been high. He goes, oh, that is true. You've never been high.
What did he think that you were high?
Like I have already taken it something. I'm like, yeah, I've done it.
Right.
I've inhaled once on the cigarette.
Right.
It totally burnt my throat and mouth. And I thought to myself, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. I can't believe anybody would train themselves to like this because it seems ridiculous.
You have to train yourself.
But as a person who wants to be... You know, so have something to talk about with the millennials. I'm up for the new experiences.
Yeah.
I'm not a closed-minded person, you know.
You got a trophy.
Yeah.
You take lots of naps.
Exactly. I want a trophy for that and so forth. So, so they're there and like.
So you can't wait to go tell all your friends what your parents did.
So I'm at the party and they said. And I go, oh, well, something did happen to me that I think is kind of funny, but I can't tell because it's kind of nasty. And they're like, well, tell us anyway. And I go, well, what time is it? Like, it's 9:58. I go, what, 10 o'clock, I'll tell you. Because that's when my light switch switches, and I go, I'm all in. You know, I'm all in. And so 10 o'clock came 2 minutes later. And I told how.
You sat down?
I said, Doug, I didn't even tell you this story yet. He goes, I was in the bathroom at Doug's place. And gratefully, I was alone because I got a phone call from the folks saying that they went on to, through my brother's advice, they went on YouTube.
No,
YouPorn. And they went on YouPorn because the way my brother described it is like you can just search for anything.
Right. You plug anything. In what you want. Like you, it
you
says like
what
a search
you
engine.
See.
Yeah.
And then you that comes up.
Right.
Because that's not what happened for
that's
you guys.
That's not what happened.
And so And Greg
said, that's not what happened many, many, many times.
And so I got on Greg's butt later on saying, hey, just let you know, mom, dad's computer totally affected. I blame you. He goes, I don't use my computer for that stuff. I use my iPad, which is different. And he goes, that's true.
And see, I still don't understand that, but.
I know. And so, yada, yada, yada. I told him, and then it was so funny because the woman there, she goes, so, like, you can plug in anything you want. I go, yeah. So, like, if you want to put in 70s porn guy with mustache, Burt Reynolds mustache.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, so is that what you're into? I go, I'm not saying I'm into that. I'm just saying if you want to plug that in, that might be kind of something interesting to see.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because if porn can't be fun, why do it?
Exactly.
And from what I'm understanding, this porn is all amateurish.
I think so.
So it feels like they've created it for their kids.
They have a business.
And then a business.
Yeah. And like there was this one girl, she was just like in front of her little whatever camera all by herself, you know. And she'd go, oh, Fernando. And then you'd hear, ding, 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 ding. He put some money in.
Right.
You know, oh, hello, Lucas. So I guess she was foreign, you know. And then ding, 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 ding.
Because Lucas is a foreign
Lucas
name.
And Fernando. Uh-huh. Ferdinand. I don't know.
The bull, you know. Fernando the bull. Got it. So it's a money-making thing as well.
Yes.
I totally get that.
Yes.
You know, what you don't want to see is the, like, just outside the screen is, a you know, is her pimp saying, you know, flirt more. You're not getting the coins. You know, come
right.
on.
I need
to, you know. Right. You know, you're not my bottom hoe. You know, come on. Right. You don't want to see that stuff.
No.
You hope it's just...
Each one
person.
Girl and a camera.
Yeah, and yes. she's like a she's
independent.
Yes,
empowered.
Her own power, mm-hmm. her own money. And I'm like that's all. I'm all for that.
Right, right.
I'm not for some other person. You know, she's her puppet and never sees her money.
Right.
It's all a dream, a pipe dream. Yeah. She thought like, oh, I thought the porn industry would really take care of me in the long run, but I was misinformed. you know.
So she was like, oh, you can do that, huh? You can plug in anything you
yeah.
want.
Yeah, and so, but I go,
her interest.
Now they got a virus, and now I have to call, I'm going to have to call up.
Our company.
The company that we pay money for.
But you had a story in place.
Oh,
before.
Yes.
You were going to pretend you were me, because my name's on the bill.
Yes.
So we had that, thank God, because
yes.
at least you knew what to do. And it was a guy, a gentleman.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. It was a guy.
Yeah. And you said you were going to say your son
yes.
came home for Christmas.
Yes.
And wanted to, quote unquote, borrow your computer.
Right.
And now it has a virus all full of you porn.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you did say that, and he felt so sorry for you.
He laughed initially.
Yeah.
I said, he goes, I have to connect with your computer. I go, well, I'm going to be so embarrassed if you see anything. He goes, don't worry, boys will be boys. Just like our president, boys will be boys. And I'm like, okay, so how about parents will be parents? I go, yes. And then it goes, boy, your son should know how to clear his history by now. And I thought to myself, well, my parents don't, all right? And I wanted to
history,
say, my son
history.
Wanted to mess with me. Mm-hmm. He thought it'd be hysterical to go on you porn.
But you were lucky, though, because... The virus, true, honest to God,
yeah.
right, had a life of its own.
Right.
It was not even listening to us.
Right.
I mean, we tried a million things to get out of there, and it was not even listening to us. And luckily for the guy at the, the you know, computer place, he didn't see the hell that we went through.
Right.
What did he see? He saw girls flirting with boys.
Yeah, girls,
.com or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, and he went,
oh,
so
that's
cute.
That's kind of cute. Yeah, yeah, girls flirt with boys naked. And, yes, it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
It definitely could have been.
Because I had to go, it's a two-tier kind of thing. So he calls because we pay for upgraded support.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you need it every time, but when I do need it, I don't want to have to deal with asking for it, you know?
Right, right.
So the first number I called, they want to know what's going on so they can direct me to the right people.
Right.
So then I have to tell them. They're like, okay. Then I get a guy. Then I get to the higher support level. And then I have to, they go, can you get me a window in, you know, so I can share your computer? I'm like, okay. So I had to share my computer with them.
Oh, no.
And then finally he gives me a... their homepage, you know, and it says our weather, and it says negative 17 degrees out. Mm-hmm. He goes, that can't be true. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, is it negative 17 out where you're at? I go, yes,
oh,
it
yeah.
is. He goes, oh, yeah.
No wonder he was on the porn. No wonder.
I get that now.
Now we get it.
I get that now.
He's cold. He's yeah. stuck in the house. It's with a windshield factor of negative 40. Yeah, a little porn to keep him warm.
And see, I can imagine, like, some people would get really upset by what happened. Deep down, I found this hysterical.
Right.
I'm very much choosing to see all the crappy things in my life, or slightly not crappy things, more like inconvenient things,
right?
Or slightly not positive things uh-huh. as hysterical,
right?
Because I was that day also going bowling that night,
right?
On New Year's Eve, late night bowling. Everybody there was having a good time. At bowling, and ooh. Everybody was. It was
late
fun.
Night bowling on New Year's
Eve.
Yeah,
it was great. And
tonight we have class.
Yeah, and you know, Doug was doing Snapchats and sent to the girls. Because I told him I want you to send at least one Snapchat to his daughters because I think they don't think we do anything ever. I go, no, we're bowling. We're high class. And
You went in the laptop
and sent me. I go, send me one too. He goes, okay. So he sends me one, and it's me bowling, and I look at myself. I'm going, oh my gosh, I walk like a duck. I'm waddling. I look like I'm in pain, and I'm waddling. I go, this is not an attractive look, but I didn't realize I walk like that. And I go, the first thing I thought was I could be embarrassed. Or I can think this is hysterical. Mm-hmm. And I go, I'm going to choose.
I know, Mom. You said, Mom, something hysterical happened to me today.
Something hysterical happened to me today.
Well, you know what's so weird? Is like, I know that your knees hurt you very badly. Mm-hmm. And so I understand when you walk like that, right? But I always think that when you're out in public, I always think that you like go, well, I'm not going to walk like that now.
Right.
You know, because I walk like that because my knees hurt. But like, I'm going to bring it all together and not walk like that.
Right.
I should have said to you, you know, maybe don't walk like that in public.
Or like, hey, you're really. But then you also realize, because I did my stretches in front of you, and you go, holy cow, your one hip is yeah. totally out of alignment.
It is, totally.
So I think my hip is out of alignment. So it looks like I'm walking it is. On. Yeah. Like I got one foot on the. On a on
one
the,
thing.
What do you call that?
Like stair stepper? Like,
no, you know, like. You're parking a curb.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, you know, so it's like got I'm on it. A curb, walking on a curb.
Right. I'd be like if you had one high heel and one flat.
Yeah. And you're going, that does not look right. This looks effing crazy.
So that's your New Year's resolution, is to get that hip back in place.
Yes. And to no longer do this and be more conscious. So I've been looking at myself in reflections and also like silhouettes, like when I see myself like in a mm-hmm. like a shadow on the wall, mm-hmm. and I'm going, oh, okay, I'm seeing myself mm-hmm. do this, like, okay, walk like a model, like one foot in front of another, you know. Mm. Oh, that looks a little different. I can buy that. Mm-hmm. I can buy into that walk. So I'm trying to create a walk
that's just yours alone.
That's mine alone. That looks.
It's not the duck walk.
Yes. That's not aging, but maybe empowering. Oh. But how exhausting. So exhausting.
Julie's walking in her power right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Oh, look at her. She's got. She's got her go, power girl. Walk. You know.
Like, get out of my way, people.
But see, here's the thing. Like, Doug, when he takes a picture next to his friends who are all like 6'3 or taller, mm-hmm. and he's. He says he's 5'10". Mm-hmm. He's lying. He's
100%,
lying.
Right.
He might be 5'9". Because I'm 5'9", and I think he's a little...
He's a little shorter than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when he takes a picture with his friends, he goes shorter yet. Mm-hmm. He, like, goes, like gets real small. Mm-hmm. I go, why do you do that? He goes, psychologically, no right. one knows how tall I am then.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking like I'm like, I'm getting into a field position. Why is your friend in a field position?
Always. They know.
They know it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Because we're also tall, and he gets real short. Then we don't know how truly short he is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be my New Year's resolution for sure.
Yeah. You know, well, since you're being real right now, I'm going to tell another little bit to the story about the you porn that I didn't really tell you before.
Okay.
And I decided to play a little game with Norm.
Okay.
And I could just describe to you, there's all these categories. You know, there's all the A's and then B, big boobs, busty, you know,
right.
C, cuddling. Well, I got down to G, and there's right. one of the categories is gay. So
right.
I decided, like, okay, we're going to go to gay, and Norm, I'm gonna make you watch 10 to 15 minutes of gay porn to really just to check to make sure that you're straight, that you're not.
Oh, so yeah. like from Tosh, right? He had that contest years ago.
Tell me about it.
Oh, you don't know this contest. Yeah, that was hysterical. They all took Viagra. Did you have Dad take Viagra?
No, I don't have.
So him and his
Viagra.
Male cohorts took Viagra, which I think in this culture he might have gotten in trouble for. Like, but I guess, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago, it was okay to do this to your employees. So they made them all take Viagra and watch gay porn. And the first person who would have an erection was the gayest, which I think is hysterical. Is that?
Oh, you didn't. I remember they all had to wear really loose sweatpants.
Yes, really loose sweatpants and no underwear, which I think is so hysterical that you have to watch gay porn to see if you're not, how gay you're not. I'm not gay. I can even watch gay porn. That's like saying, I'm not straight. I can kiss women all day long and not be straight, you know? Like, the logic is missing in there. It's like Pasquale's Rager, isn't it? You know? It's
like, where is the logic?
Yeah, where is the real logic here?
Well, you'll probably be happy to know that your father was not impressed at all with the gay porn.
I mean,
he did not move one bit.
See, I'm sure that you probably could have gone in the rabbit hole. There's probably like kind of sweet gay porn, you know, and there's probably like, like, you know how,
extreme.
Like, well, you know, like with like that video, the two girls in a cup video,
uh-huh.
You know, any category, you go deep enough and you're like, that,
oh my God,
your body is not supposed to do that. Or this is definitely computer generated. There's no way in hell this is happening in real life. It's just not happening. CGI. I call CGI on that because no way those two fists go there. That's just not right.
That's exactly right. That's the one that scared us after like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
There was the one where it was like two fists in the you know what.
Yeah.
And then Norm goes, that's enough. I can't see anymore. That's enough. Get me out of here. And so, like I said, you could check any category you want. So he's saying, type in big bust. No, type in huge boobs. And
right.
So typing it as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Right, because he wants to get away from it. And I'm typing in as fast as I can. And the first thing that comes up is like this guy with a dick and huge breasts.
Right, because
we could not get out of the gay, out of G.
Because the computer's being smart and connecting.
Out of a mind of its own.
Connecting all. Oh, so they must like this plus this.
Plus this.
They're plussing things for you.
Yeah, oh, they're good, anticipating brilliant. Our desires.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Not good. That was the thing that I hadn't told you yet.
No, that it was a contest.
Yes.
You know what? Whatever two people who've been married as long as you have been married have to do to get your rocks off.
No, it wasn't. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was just fun.
Yes. And then I had to spend an hour. Like, luckily, would I have needed to take the black light to the computer at all?
Oh my God, no!
Thank God,
no.
Thank God.
I got good products for that now.
Oh, thank you. Well, so that was, you know, that was an interesting, interesting time,
yeah,
for sure. And it was funny, and. And I would not advise anybody to do it because it's not worth it. The blowback is really,
and it's still. We still don't know if it's like one time we were playing Pogo, right? And the thing came on and said, the lady talked about U-porn, or she said the spyware pornography thing has been activated.
Yeah,
pay us now, or you will.
You know, we'll notify you to the thing at the end. I'm like, whatever. Well, what was
trying to blackmail us?
Yeah, it was funny because
Dad told me like yesterday. He goes, "Well, maybe that computer is just ruined." And then he goes, "Let's just make that our porn computer." I go, "Norm, the problem." I go, "I'd be willing to think about that, but the problem is it didn't. It has a mind of its own."
Yeah.
We got to do what we wanted to do for about 5 minutes.
Right.
And after that, it was like, no, you won't. Oh, no, you won't see big busty girls. You will see what we want you to see.
Yes.
And guess what? There's a girl who wants to meet with you two. 15 minutes from your home.
Yeah.
And, you know, and for a few hundred bucks, she'll come right over. I'm like, it doesn't, it has a mind of its own. It
and I want to see that person right now.
It did not.
It's negative 17 degrees
those
out.
Those liars.
Liars. Yeah. I'm going to call Big L on that one. No effing way. Big BS on that.
Yeah, because we want, I'm interested in unicorns, but guess what? There's no category of unicorns.
Well, you didn't make it that far. You only got to the G's.
I know.
So how can you say there
isn't? But you can read them. You can read it. But there is no categories. And I keep thinking, though, what I would like is I kind of don't really want a sexual unicorn. I just like when somebody that will kind of straighten the house a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, maybe
rub your feet, then rub dad's feet.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the kind of unicorn I want.
What kind of unicorn does dad want?
Yeah. I don't know. Mm. But definitely not male.
Okay. Well, so then really a male with but big boobs would be the one that would take care of both of you.
Oh, interesting.
Right. If it's not a sexual thing.
Yeah.
You know, from the
bottom
down.
And a good hard worker. A hard working.
Yeah.
Hard working unicorn. Get in that Tacoteria truck right now. grab me a loose meat sandwich and put on your chauffeur hat. We're heading to Colorado on the cannabis.
Oh, there you go.
Or is it cannabis?
Cannabis.
The cannabis.
Cannabis. From Chicago.
That sounds like it could be from Canada, though. The Canada bus.
The Canada bus.
The cannabis. The Canada
is cannabis
bus.
Legal in Canada?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
So I'm going to switch topics a little bit.
No, please.
Excuse me. Got a little cough there. Sorry about that, people. I want to talk about... what do I want to talk about? Something extreme was going on. I can't remember now. But okay. So... I'm watching Cup TV, and, you know, like, Chicago PD is on USA in the mornings now once in a while. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when this happened. Have you ever seen the show, Chicago Mm-mm. PD? Mm-mm. I don't watch it on prime time, but I have watched a couple episodes, like, in the morning on mm-hmm. USA. Mm-hmm. And that's how I always get my prime time shows, 3 a.m.
That's when you're working on your schoolwork, right?
Hello, right?
That's what I always say. Julie's like, I've been up since 3 working on my schoolwork, but I did watch Chicago PD. I did watch Law and Order.
Yeah.
Only saw this one episode 5 times.
Yes, exactly. I'm a horrible person. I'm a horrible, horrible person. I know. Maybe this will be the year I give up TV. I don't know. It seems almost punitive. So anyway, I'm watching it. And in the last 2 weeks, I've seen 2 episodes. And that's it. But in both those episodes, the cops literally beat the crap
oh, really?
Out of the suspects.
Oh.
And
they don't do here in Chicago, do they?
But it has been the bizarrest thing. It hasn't been like, oh, they got so close to the line, they didn't cross it, and there would be consequences they did. It was basically like, oh, we got to get some information on these people. That's fine. Give me the room for 10 minutes. Give me the room for 10 minutes. Then we leave the room, and then we hear a guy goes, ah! They walk in. The guy's here at this. Here's the address. I'm like, holy mother of God.
Oh, my gosh.
When did that happen that we could just...
Well, they're just making TV shows about us all over the place, like Shy, C-H-I. That's like a brutal Chicago thing, too, you know?
And it's kind of crazy,
it's
right?
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reality is, though, there have been many times last year that we wanted to go into the town, to go into Chicago.
Yeah.
And we both decided, what if we break down? What if we have a flat tire?
What's really funny is that when we go see Quinn, Doug and I, his daughter that lives in Chicago, lives in the north side, we literally drive another hour to like get to her work, which is in Chicago as well. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Well, they were talking this week in particular about the mass exodus out of Chicago and out of Illinois.
Right.
There's just this huge exodus of people out of the state.
Right.
And they are paying money to figure out why.
Really?
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 Really? You need somebody. You need some, what is it? What are those people called? called
and consultants. Tell you why they're leaving.
Tell you why the people are leaving Illinois and Chicago.
Illinois is one of the most beautiful states, I think, in the whole country. I mean, it's just beautiful.
It has everything.
It really does. And with Chicago, which is an amazing city, yeah. I mean, it's a great state.
And it has wonderful, especially in Chicago, it has wonderful universities and
colleges. Yeah. It's a great state.
Yeah.
However, for decades, it's been run horribly, mm-hmm. and those guys are still in office. And it's sort of like, okay, let's take an example real quick of, I want to say McMurphy, but that's not
Madigan?
Michael Madigan. I knew it was.
He was an M.
And I knew it was kind of Irish sounding.
Yeah.
Madigan. I think his area that he is like
right.
only... Only like 8,000 people vote for him every year.
Right.
Like something very small amount. Right.
But yet he controls
the state.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's like the bigwig.
Yeah.
And you go, how is it possible that one guy who from a really small district, and 8,000 might be too many. I have mm-hmm. no idea, but it's not a lot.
I think it might be too many. Yeah.
Yeah. And he gets, you know, all this represent, you know, I mean,
power.
It's like, yeah. I go, this is nuts. And when you dive deep into it, there's things that work and things that don't work in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that don't work in the state is our pension systems for some teachers.
Crazy.
And they needed to stop that a long time ago because they weren't being funded. It'd be different if they were being funded.
Yeah.
But they're not. And so
none of those teachers are buying La Tacoteria trucks or Loose Meat trucks.
And not all teachers are like this. I'm going to say the majority aren't. But you've got enough people in the state of Illinois whose pensions are like $300,000,
yeah,
$400,000 a year,
and more
a pension,
yeah,
and they're 55 years old,
right?
So for the next 40 years,
yeah,
they're going to be getting
from the state, yeah,
that kind of money.
And a lot of people are looking at that, and going, bye bye,
yeah, like bye-bye. This is ridiculous,
yeah.
And so, you know, when you have that kind of weirdness going on,
mm-hmm.
and people double dipping and all that stuff,
and triple dipping from that one article I read,
you just go, there's something going on in the state that we don't like and needs to stop. But you don't know how to stop it because I don't vote in Mike Madigan's district.
No.
And how do you stop that? I'm not saying it's all his problem, mm-hmm. because everybody has a problem with it. I mean, mm-hmm. and it goes to local governments and all that stuff.
Yesterday on the radio, though, I heard Chris Kennedy being interviewed by John Williams. And Chris Kennedy is the son, I believe, or maybe it's the grandson.
I think it's the son.
It's a son?
I think so.
Of Robert Kennedy?
He was 4 years old when he died.
Okay, so that would make sense then, yeah. And I was listening to him. I mean, he was being interviewed probably about 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, this guy sounds sane. He sounds like what I used to think of as what real politics was about. He talked about like Chicago, this exodus is that he said you have actual places in the city of Chicago where there are food deserts, where there are no grocery stores.
Right.
And they have left. And he said other states deal with that. Like if they want to come in and put a big chain in where they're going to make huge amounts of money.
Right.
And they have to promise that they will put smaller stores in these food deserts so that disadvantaged people that live in those areas can obtain good food as well and not have to buy their food from a liquor store or something, you know. And I mean, I was like, oh my God, this guy's making total sense.
Yeah.
He's talking like what I used to think of as the old guard, you know, how people cared about one another and you did this. I mean, that's the true art of the deal.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to, you know, if you're taking away stores, you know, because of, you know, that they're in disadvantaged areas, then you make them, you know, you do a deal. If you want this, then you got to do that. And it just made perfect sense.
Right.
So if there's I think he's running for governor.
I think so too. They're talking about him this morning on the radio as well.
Do they like him?
I mean, they thought that the story came out a little bit too severe, like thinking that Rahm Emanuel was intent, like a big conspiracy theory, you know?
Oh, that's right. He did come out of Rahm Emanuel.
Rahm, right.
Rod.
I don't know. Rod Blagojevich, Rahm Emanuel. I don't know. But yeah. And so, and he goes, you know, like, well, that's just reporting because if you know anything about reporting right now, it's your headline so that you can click on. Because if you don't get that click, if you tell people the real story
Yeah, they don't get the click, they don't get the money from the advertising money.
And so you just go, oh, this is horrible, you know. And so it's still always about ads. It's still always about making money.
Oh, tell me about it.
Otherwise, you just...
You should see the ads on YouPorn. Crazy. Crazy.
I'm sure they were. So, you know, that's kind of what it's about, you know. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it's about.
So they weren't like thrilled with him, huh?
No. No, they were okay.
He's suing Rahm Emanuel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Is that why?
I think that's right. I don't know the whole story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They weren't 100% against him or 100% with him. They just thought it was kind of weird the way it was coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure it wasn't intentional that this is going down, but it needs to be addressed. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be addressed, but sometimes you can't do it until after the fact.
Yeah. We got a lot of fish to fry here in Chicago. Yeah.
So I'm going to just say one more thing. We're almost out of the show.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was one of the funnier things I heard on CNN this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you two things. I didn't tell you my last time I spewed water when I was working out. I was watching, this was years ago, I was at Anytime Fitness. I was on the treadmill and I had headphones on and watching Monk, and I'm walking. And that one Olympic newscaster, what's his name? You went on a date with him years, like when you were younger.
Oh, yeah. What is his name? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
What was his name?
And when I say years ago, I mean years ago.
Decades ago.
Yeah.
What was his name? I can't think of it.
Costas.
Yes. Costas. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So real quick, the scene is Monk's police commissioner is talking to Bob Costas. They're looking for Monk. And he said, yeah. And he was like, I was working with him on like another case. And it was about this suicidal cat salesman. And he goes, now you would have thought it was the salesman that was suicidal. No, he was selling suicidal cats. And I just went, threw my water up all over the place because how brilliant. Oh, how brilliant. Someone wrote that
brilliant line.
Suicidal cat. Salesman. He goes, you thought it was suicidal? No, it wasn't the salesman.
No.
It was the cats. They were all suicidal. I don't know why. Anyway. Okay, so we're basically out of time right now, but I'll share one more quick story about CNN. They were interviewing somebody about Trump's eating habits. Trump had tweeted about he's afraid to be poisoned, or something in a book talks about he's afraid to be poisoned. And that's why he likes to go to McDonald's. And Chris Cuomo in the background goes, irony, irony. And he was giving commentary to everything this guy was saying. And I laughed. He goes, yes, and he's afraid to go. He goes, only to McDonald's because, you know, they don't know who is being fed. So they can't possibly poison him. And he goes, irony. I said, dude, I think McDonald's actually is a sponsor of your show, so I want to back up on that a little bit. They do have salads. They're literally four pieces of lettuce for $4, but they do have salads there. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Hey, it was great.
It was great.